Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 12 years. He's in his 13th year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of The Culture Works. He's the co-author of all the Carrot books. And plus, What Motivates Me, I think that's the new one. Also, The Invisible Employee and... Where's the one that's my favorite? I'll think of it in a minute. Well, I think we can't bring them all in here, folks. There's like 150 of the books that they've written, and he always works on how to help you and your people, you and your team, get along better and get more done. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
So much for having me, Jim. Always a pleasure.
What's the other one? What's the one I'm missing? Oh, All In. That's it.
Somehow, your favorite one.
Oh yeah, I love that one.
You're all in every day, baby.
Dang right, you're darn right. I am. If you're a small business owner, you're all in, aren't you?
You better believe it.
So, okay, you've been working a lot on with high performance teams. You've taught a lot. You've learned a lot. What can you teach us?
Well, it's really interesting. We found there were five dimensions. You know, and this is, you know, we always go to the data, Jim. So this is a database of 850,000 engagement surveys that we mined, along with all the companies we've been working with. And we said, what are the differentiators on these high-performance teams? What are the insights? What kind of the new science? And you hit on it in your introduction. The first thing we looked at is that you've got to understand this complex workplace. It's multi-generational. It's multicultural.
In my half century in the marketplace, I've never seen it so complicated.
You know, and it just gets more and more so, right? So you've got the work-life balance. You've got part-time people. You've got remote people. You've got volunteers. You've got, the more women in the workplace than ever before. And on and on and on and on. Different languages, right? And the generations is one that's kind of throwing people a curve. The old school was that you kind of treated everybody the same, right? Yep. You had policies, and that was fair.
It was written on a rock, and that's what everybody followed.
Exactly.
No exceptions.
You know, it's kind of interesting, because now when you think of that, yeah, it's simple and it's easy. It's also a little lazy, you know? And what we found is that the really good managers, the really good team leaders, really understood those differences, and they nuanced how they treated people, mm-hmm. which was the second dimension, which I really liked, and that is you manage to the one. You understand that there really are differences. So you don't treat everybody the same. You know, you really do manage to the one. And I'll tell you a cute story. I had this show up personally for me. You know, I was invited to speak at a conference, and, you know, you speak at a lot of conferences. And mm-hmm. I'd worked with this CEO, you know, many times, and it was the grocery store chain in England, Tesco. They've got like 300,000 employees in the UK. And I said, great, you know, they said we're going to have this big conference. We want to come in. It's all about appreciation and so on. And we're going to have it in an auditorium, in a stadium. We're going to have 9,000 of our managers there. Well, Jim, that's the biggest audience I've ever presented
wow.
to. I don't know how big yours are, but that was...
That's you know, about 200 more than I'm used to.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, the thing is that in itself is a little intimidating. Well, you know, we like to, when we present, we like to get into the audience and talk to people and throw carrots at them.
I bet they had to mic you up for that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It was a 360-degree stage, and, you know, it was really fun.
Wow.
Anyway, I said, listen, you know, this is what I do. We get people involved, and I come off the stage, and he said, no, you can't come off the stage. No, you can't use your carrots. No, you can't. And it was so interesting. Finally, you know, I almost said to him, gosh, you know, why don't I just give you my slides and you
right.
do it?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I talked to the producer the day before, and I said, listen, Carl, this is why you hired me, to make it engaging
right.
and do it the way I do it. And he said, not a problem. I've got your back. He says, bring everything. Do what you want to do. My pitch is, and you'll love this because I know you're a rocker at heart. He says, I'm going to tell him, let the man have his guitar. And I laughed. I said, well, what's the pitch? He says, look, you'd never invite Bruce Springsteen
exactly.
to perform and say, by the way, you've got to sing a cappella.
Right.
So So it was a great lesson, and so they did. And I brought all these Frisbees, and we were throwing them.
Got them out of their comfort zone.
Exactly, and it was so funny because the guy that was so adamant that I not come off the stage, he was a Scotsman. He said, "You know, I was so worried. I was really so worried, don't you know?" He says, "But when you threw that first Frisbee,"
mm-hmm.
I said to myself, "That's genius."
That's hilarious. Well, you know, I'm with you on that because I won't speak if they make me stand behind a podium.
Well, exactly, you know, and you've got to let people play to their strengths,
mm-hmm.
and that's the dimension I really loved is you manage to the one. You get to know what your people are passionate about what they're good at. You put them in a position to succeed, and even though it may not be the norm and it may not be business as usual, that's where you get high performance.
Well,
it makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, there's no question about it, and it's perfectly customized for that kind of thinking for small businesses because we don't have 29 five-member teams. We've
right.
got one five-member team, and it's really five teams of one almost in a lot of cases. And so if you can't manage – see, most of what I saw back in the day where I saw this, you know, this autocratic type of approach, that was all corporate America. 23 years I was there. And
yep.
so it worked. It worked for corporate America back in the 20th century, but for small businesses, if you can't manage to the one, then you're gonna have a lot of you're gonna have a casualty list on your hands.
Well, and you're just not gonna get the productivity. You know, the other thing, and you and I talked about this briefly, is I love companies too where the team or the small business has a passion about something outside the business. You know, you're
mm-hmm.
involved in the community. You're
yep.
involved in a charity. We found a wonderful organization called, well, Golden Corral. You know,
well, I want to ask you that. I was just about to say this. You're on their advisory board for Golden Corral for a program that they're working on, and I want you to tell them about it real quick.
Yeah. Well, it's called Camp Corral. And what they did, you know, the Golden Corral is the best buffet in the USA, right? And they do a lot with military charities, but they noticed that there weren't charities for the military children. And what they did about 5 years ago, they said, well, we're going to create a summer camp, and it's free. Just get your kid to the camp, and you have all that experience. You can just be a kid. You know, the pressures of military
mm-hmm.
kids are enormous, as you know. And so they did it about 5 years. They had about 300 kids. Well, fast forward 5 years later, they have 23 camps all over the country.
Wow.
There's going to be over 3,500 military kids.
And all the kids have to do is get there.
All they have to do is get there. They give them the T-shirts. They can go swimming. They archery. And they've got counselors there. You know,
no cost to them once they get there.
Not one. And if you go to CampCorral.org, you can make a contribution.
CampCorral.org, you can make a contribution. Wow. We're going to put that on our list. And thank you for serving that advisory board, Chester. I'm proud of you for doing that.
Oh,
folks,
I'm proud to be on.
These are called values, my friends. These kinds of things for you and your people and your company to participate in, these are the kinds of dimensions of having a productive team.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.